Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. I am so happy to be with you today. Welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and it's so good to have you with me for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. I just came on today to encourage you with the word embrace. Embrace means a lot of things to a lot of people. When you hear the word embrace, I'm sure you have memories and things that come to your mind immediately when you hear the word embrace. The first thing I think about is just someone's warm touch, just someone being accepting and giving me a hug and holding me and accepting who I am and loving who I am. Just family comes to my mind when I hear the word embrace. But I have a definition for you. The definition for the word embrace, amen, that I got off of Google Dictionary is to accept, to receive with open arms, enthusiastically, wholeheartedly welcome, take to one's heart, embrace. Amen. And I, of course, am coming before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. With this word embrace, amen, to talk to you about the Lord's embrace. Amen. And how we ought to receive and accept into our arms wholeheartedly, into our heart, and welcome His embrace. Amen. Amen. He has embraced the world. He came. Amen, that we might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. He has given us the warmest and most sacrificial embrace that any could ever do. Amen. He is our creator. The word lets us know that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And there was nothing that was made without him, because he was the maker of all those things, the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. Has embraced the sons of men. Amen. The daughters of men. Has embraced humanity. Has touched us in a way that we cannot return except, amen, to receive his embrace. And when we do, oh, the flood of love and joy that enters our hearts. Oh, the prosperity enters our atmosphere. Oh, the healings, amen, and the mind regulation that falls upon us. Glory to God. The Lord blesses us without measure as we accept his embrace. Amen. Today, I am bringing forth for your consideration that you do accept his embrace. Amen. Embrace, and that you embrace his plan. Embrace his wisdom. Embrace his grace. Embrace his love. Embrace his truth. Embrace the pursuit. Embrace his will. Embrace his words. Embrace his dwelling place. Embrace his way. Embrace his faithfulness. Embrace his shift. When the Lord is moving things around for your good, embrace the shift. Embrace his strength. Embrace our God, the God of our salvation. Amen. The Lord God Almighty, who in the beginning created all things, including all of us. He purposed each and every one of us in the earth for this time, this dispensation, this age. Glory to God, that we might be, amen, the light of the world, amen, in the midst of a dark time, in the midst of dark places. We see hatred and death and foolishness all around us, and we wonder how people can do the things that they can do, and what is it that has misfired in their minds that causes them to say the things that they say? Why is it that there is no joy for life? Why is it that there is no zest for life? Why is it that so many take life for granted and would even take the life of another because they are in such torment and such pain themselves? Oh, my God. And then we see our children coming up in this age and at this time, and they don't even know who God is. They don't have respect for other people. They don't have respect for themselves. They don't have respect for the church of God. They don't have respect for God. because we have turned our back on God. And no longer are we embracing him as a people, but we are turning away him, his embrace. We are rejecting his embrace. Instead of embracing his plan and his wisdom and his grace and his love and his truth and his salvation. Amen. That's here to save us, all of humanity. It is all inclusive. He did not leave anyone else. Instead of embracing his words, we are turning them aside. We're twisting them. We're saying that good is evil and that evil is good because we have become twisted ourselves, because we have left behind the embrace of God, because we have forgotten or maybe never knew what truth was, and we accepted the lie rather than the truth. The lie seemed more palpable. It seemed more palatable. It seemed more pleasant at the time. And then we see what the lie brings forth, the destruction that we see in the world, the hatred that we see in the world, the misunderstandings that we see in the world. And all we have to do to turn all of this around for ourselves is to embrace the God of our salvation and receive his embrace. Amen. Give me just a moment. Amen. I want to bring some scriptures before you. Amen. I want you to take about a couple of minutes and meditate on the things that I just said to you about embrace. Amen. We want to embrace the words of God, embrace his plan, his wisdom, his grace, his love, his truth, his salvation. Embrace the pursuit. You're seeking the Lord. I want to know the Lord better every day. I want to know him better than I know the beat of my own heart, better than I know my children, better than I know the atmosphere around me, better than I know anything. I want to know the God of my salvation. I am embracing him with everything that I have. And the Lord lets us know, scripture tells us, if we draw near to God, that he will draw near to us. Embrace him today. Amen. Amen. Meditate on those words for just a moment. Amen. And I'm going to get some scriptures together. Amen. So that we can look at some of this a little bit closer. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we come before you humbly, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us all. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, for keeping us, for blessing us, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to come into your presence, oh, Lord God, and to know you better. Oh, Lord, move in us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and help us, Lord, as we, Lord God, endeavor to come close, Lord God, as we, Lord God, accept your embrace and accept your will and your presence in our lives. Move in us right now, Lord, and help us, Lord, to see what we could not see and would not see. Help us to understand your words, Lord God, that you've spoken to us. Oh, my God, help us, Lord God. Help us to receive, Lord God, from you. Oh, Lord, help us to receive your will and your way in our lives, Lord God. Help us to say yes to you, Lord God, and not to turn you aside or turn you away, because we need you. We need you more than our next breath. Whether we believe it or not, we need you more than that. Lord, because it is you that will usher us into eternity, whichever choice that we have made, you are the one that will usher us in. And Lord, we want you to be able to say well done to each and every one of us. We want to be able, Lord God, to go into eternity with joy. Oh, my God, help us, Lord. Lord, we don't even know the things that we say sometimes. We don't understand the things that we do sometimes. Oh, God, help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. help us, Lord, and bless us. Oh, Lord, bless every soul, Lord God, that is gathered today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move right now in the midst of each and every one of them, Lord God. Open our eyes that we see and our ears that we hear. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, Lord God, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, Lord God, to the knowledge of you. Oh, God, that we understand and know that you are our creator, our keeper, our help, our hope, our salvation, and there is no other way. There is no other one that is keeping us, that is loving us, that is nurturing us, that is looking out for our good except for you. Oh, Lord God, bless your people today. Move upon each and every one, Lord God. And as I go forward to encourage your people, please, Lord God, guide my words, Lord God, and guide their minds even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke the spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm asking, Lord God, that you let every word go onto fertile ground and ground that is not fertile. Lord, I'm asking that you miraculously move upon them that they see and do hear in spite of the enemy, Lord God, that has come against them and in spite of every objection that he has. Father, I speak life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we go forward and not back, that we come to know you better and know you more, that we come to love you, love ourselves, love our neighbor, and love like you love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in us now, oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen. Just want to remind you of some scriptures, amen. Amen. And I just basically picked some randomly. They're not in any certain order, but we're just going to talk about them today. But because we're talking about embracing, amen, the plan of God, the wisdom of God, the grace of God, the love of God, the truth of God, the salvation of the embracing the pursuit, glory to God, and embracing his will. Amen. In Philippians chapter 1 and 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is embracing the plan of God. Amen. The Lord has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Every person under the sun, God has a plan for your life. And it is a plan that is good. It is a plan that is hopeful. It is a plan that is helpful. In Jeremiah, amen, the prophet spoke, amen, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that's from Jeremiah 29:11. Embrace the plan of God. His plan is perfect. We make mistakes when we make plans. We have all these great plans and things that we want to do that may not be in the plan of God. It may even be things that will destroy us ultimately. But we think because it looks so good when somebody, that maybe that's for us. But the plan that God has for you, it is perfect. Glory to God. Embrace the plan. Glory to God. Isaiah 41:10. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, glory to God. Embrace his truth. Embrace his love. Embrace his might. Embrace the God of the universe, the true and the living God. You don't have to be fearful. We don't have to go through life afraid of anything. The Lord lets us know, fear not. We don't have to be afraid. You know the word fear not. He tells us not to be fearful hundreds of times in Scripture. He tells us to fear not. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. Fear not, for I am with you. Scripture says, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. If you are weak, don't worry. He will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. He will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Embrace truth. Embrace his love. Embrace his might. Embrace his strength. Embrace the true and the living God, the God of our salvation. And don't be afraid, because he is with us. All we have to do is embrace the love of God. Embrace the God of the universe. He always intended for each and every one of us to be in relationship with him from the very beginning. The Word of God is a love story of the true and the living God who created all things, bringing his beloved back into his strong embrace, bringing us back into our place, the place we were always intended, in the arms of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Embrace his truth. Embrace his love. Embrace his salvation. Embrace his strength. Embrace his might. Embrace his great salvation. Glory to God. Fear not. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55. And this is a little bit of reading, amen, but I wanted you to hear all of this because it is phenomenal, the word that the Lord speaks to us, so that we know who he is and who he is to us and what we have right in the atmosphere, right all around us, because the Lord is there wherever you are right now. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Hallelujah. And he promised he would never leave us nor forsake us. David himself, King David, and the Lord's beloved, the one who he said was a servant after his heart. He said, I was once young and now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. The Lord will never leave us or forsake us. Never. He loves us too much. Isaiah 55 verses 8 through 13, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Embrace his thoughts. Nor your ways, my ways. Embrace his ways. Hallelujah. I'm just going to start from the top and I'm going to read it through. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth bud, and it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from out of my mouth, that it shall not return to me void, but it shall establish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be held out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Glory to God. Embrace his thoughts. Amen. His word. Amen. And his word tells us what his thoughts are. His word lets us know who he is and who we are. Amen. But the enemy has come forth to pervert the things of God. Amen. That's why so many good evil and evil good, because they believe the lie of the enemy. They believe that thoughts and the thoughts of others and thoughts of great philosophers were more important than the thoughts of the true and the living God, the Almighty, the one who has more power than all. There is no one anywhere that has ever been more powerful. There is none that has no beginning and no end except the true and the living God. He knows
He knows the beginning from the end. He knows who you are. He knows you by name. He sees every hair on your head, even the ones that have fallen to the ground. God knows. He sees you right where you are right now. He knows your predicament. He knows the way out. He knows the truth about it, and he knows the lie. Nothing is hidden from him, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Believe and embrace his thoughts. Embrace his ways, because his thoughts and his ways are higher, amen, than the earth, higher than the thoughts of men, higher than the heavens itself. They are higher. And every word that he speaks, it is true. Every word that comes out of his mouth will not return to him void, but it will accomplish that he has spoken. It will prosper in the thing that it was sent out to do. God said, the word says, that every promise is yes and amen for each and every one of us. Glory to God. He said, if you ask, you shall receive. He said, knock, and the door would be open. He finds. Glory to God. He let us know that many of us don't have what we want because we haven't asked. And some of us are asking amiss. We're asking, amen, out of an evil heart. But bring forth your pure heart before the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Embrace the plan of God. Embrace the thoughts of God. Embrace the ways of God. Embrace the truth of God. Embrace the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Embrace Jesus. Embrace our Savior. Hallelujah. Psalms 86 and 11 says, teach me your way, O Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart, fear your name. Teach me your way. Teach me your way. Unite my heart to fear your truth. I will walk in you. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will walk in your truth. Oh, Lord God, embrace the way. Embrace the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. I am the way, the truth. I am the way, the truth and the life. No. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Psalms 86 and 11 says, teach me your way, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. Psalm says, teach me your way, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. He is teaching us. I am the way. Oh, Lord, I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Amen. Embrace his way. Embrace his truth. Embrace the way. Hallelujah. He is the way. Embrace his grace. Embrace his plan. Embrace his wisdom. Embrace his salvation. Glory to God. Embrace his wisdom. Proverbs 8 and 14 says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Glory to God. Wisdom is crying loud in the streets that we might hear and know that God is God. Proverbs 4 and 8 through 9, it says about wisdom, exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Embrace wisdom. Embrace the wisdom of God. She will place on your hand an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Exalt her. She'll promote you. Honor her. Embrace her. She'll place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory will she deliver to you. Embrace the wisdom of God. Embrace the plan of God. Embrace the grace of God. Embrace the love of God. Oh, my God. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Embrace the will of God. The word in Ephesians lets us know to be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen. He said to ask and you shall receive. So if you don't know what the will of the Lord is, ask him. Ask him. Glory to God and you shall receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Embrace his pursuit. The word lets us know if you seek me. Scripture says, if you seek me, the Lord said, if you seek me, you will find me. And if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. The word says that. People make excuses. I prayed and prayed all my life and nothing happened. You didn't believe him. You didn't seek with your whole heart. You weren't desperate enough, because I'm going to tell you right now, when I was deaf, the Lord entered the room, hallelujah, and he changed my life forever and changed the trajectory of my life. Amen. He tells us how to seek him. He tells us how to do it. It has to be with your whole heart. And yes, he does reign on the just as well as the unjust. There are many have that have gone forth, amen, that wasn't seeking God at all, or it didn't seem to them as though they were. But in their heart of hearts, amen, when they gave their testimony, they had to say that they wanted to know so badly, but was so afraid to utter the words because they were afraid that maybe he wasn't there. And when they found, amen, when the Lord found them, amen, because he is never lost, amen, it is us that is lost, but when he found them, amen, and he turned them, and he spoke to them, and he changed them, they had a testimony that God is God. Even Pharaoh had to say, after the Lord brought out the children of Israel out of Egypt with his mighty hands, with signs and wonders, even Pharaoh, who served the gods of Egypt, who believed his gods were God, even he had to say that Moses is God, is God. Even a pagan king had to bow his heart and know that God is God. What about the people of the earth? What about all of us? What about those that have heard the word of God and been discouraged because of the things that have happened in your life, because of pain, because of sorrow? Because people have let you down, because God is not. He has given you another opportunity to seek his face. He's giving you another opportunity to know his embrace. He's giving you another opportunity to embrace his words, to embrace his way, to embrace his pursuit. Jesus is always in pursuit of us. His word lets us know he is not willing. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into salvation. Jesus is always in pursuit of each and every one of us. Embrace the pursuit and say yes to the Lord. He's calling your name. He sees your pain, and he wants to help you. He wants to help you, and he will help you. Fear not. He is your God. He is your God, and he will strengthen you. He will help you. He will come. Jeremiah said, call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Amen. Scripture lets us know that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not as our ways. Stop trying to think of God in a way that your mind can move. Our minds can't even go that way. Just believe him at his word and trust that he will come. Call upon his name and let him show you for himself. I'm just talking him up, but God is the one. He is the one who will deliver you. He is the one who will turn you around and show you that he is God. He's the one that will turn you and show you that he's never left you, that he's always been there, always. Through all of it, he will be the one to show you that he was the one whispering to you in the night not to give up. It was him all the time, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Embrace him today. Embrace his word. embrace his way, embrace his pursuit, embrace his plan, embrace his wisdom, embrace his grace, embrace his love, embrace his truth, embrace his salvation. He came down through 42 generations just for you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Embrace, embrace the love of God, the salvation of God. Amen. The word lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And no, there is no other way to receive the power and the presence of God in your life except through Jesus. No, you cannot get it in any other way. No, the other philosophers, they did lie. No, you cannot seek there, and that you cannot seek enlightenment in any other way. Be enlightened by the word and the power of God Almighty. He will show you truth as it is written and as it has been done. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. Amen. And he wants, amen, to breathe life into you and into your circumstance and into your relationships and into your job and into your marriage and into your eternity. Life, life, and peace in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. God encourage you. Embrace, 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 embrace. Embrace, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for these, all of these, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you give them a supernatural embrace that they can feel, and embrace, Lord God, that is an indelible impression that they cannot and will not forget all of the days of their lives. Oh, Lord God, I ask that you move in their circumstances, move in the atmosphere, dispatch a legion of angels, Lord God, to make war with every evil that has come against their life, every misunderstanding, every lie, every word that was spoken out of turn. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God, and bring peace, Lord God, and bring them, Lord God, to the point of their salvation, to the point of their big yes today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh Lord, aid them, help them, help each and every one of us, Lord God, to embrace life, Lord God, to embrace your words, your way, your peace, to embrace the true and the living God, the God of my salvation, the God of my hope, the God of my faith, the God of my life, my El Hayah, the God of my life. Embrace, 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 embrace him today. Embrace his words today. Embrace his presence today. Let the power and the presence of God overtake you right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power and the presence of God move in those struggles right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power and the presence of God change your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power and the presence of God change your life. Embrace, embrace, embrace in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen.